This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Many of us are going to start our reading of the Quran either tonight or tomorrow. And there is a very important theme found in the first part of the Quran, and that is the theme of how we interact with revelation and religious knowledge. And that's why Surah Al-Fatiha begins with this plea: guide us to the straight path, the way of those who favor those who know and act on knowledge. Not the way of those who earned wrath, they know and don't act, nor those who went astray, the way of those who went astray, they don't know but they try to act. And then Surah Al-Baqarah begins with this subtle relationship between knowledge, religious knowledge, and being humble and submissive and convinced of that haqq. So it begins with the believers, وَبِالْآخِرَتِهُمْ يُقِنُونَ, they have certainty in the hereafter. Then it talks about the hypocrites, who internally are rejectors of faith, and externally they are about exhibition. Their challenge, Allah says, لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, they don't know. So even though they're acting externally, this is amazing, internally, because they're not acting internally correctly, this is not knowledge. It's only half of the deal. They have the external show, the exhibition of what they say. يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ, as Allah says, they pray to be seen of people in Surah Nisa. But because internally the niyyah is not there and the sincerity is not there, لا يعلمون, subhanAllah. Then we get to the story of Adam and Iblis. Again, the story of knowledge. And one of my teachers used to say, إبليس أعلم أرض قاطبة والناس تلعنه في البدو والحضر. Iblis has a lot of knowledge, more than most people, but he's being cursed by people in the city to the countryside. His knowledge is a source of his arrogance. It reinforces his sense of self-worth and value in an unhealthy way. Whereas Adam and his wife, the knowledge they receive is the knowledge that allows them to turn back to Allah, to be submissive and repent. We don't believe in original sin. We believe in original goodness based in knowledge that guides them to see the transcendent mercy of God, who needs no intercessor to forgive anyone. Then we get into the story of Bani Israel, and over again, their problem is knowledge. أَفَكُلَّمَا جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَهْوَىٰ أَنفُسُكُمْ اسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ. When knowledge comes to you that doesn't agree with your shahawat, your desires, you reject it. Allah also mentions how they would say, مَا عَرَفُوا بِهِ, like, we don't know this. مَا عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ, when something comes to them that they don't know, something new, like Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they reject it. And they also questioned the Prophet being chosen as a prophet and receiving knowledge. وَاللَّهُ يَخْتَصُّ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَى. Allah specifies for his mercy. Here, mercy means prophethood. SubhanAllah, mercy means prophethood, because whoever follows the Prophet will experience mercy. And also we find the story of the people around Suleiman, who magic takes them away from following the haqq. And then finally we see the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim, who's tested in a way where he has to trust Allah's knowledge over himself. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Submit to the plan of Allah. And sincerely he does. So that's one of the first themes of the first part of the Quran, is knowledge, how we interact with that knowledge, how we act on that knowledge, and how that knowledge benefits us. And then what are the emotional and psychological issues that keep us away from adhering to the truth? Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum.